From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama will give a speech Sunday night to tell the American people what the government is doing to fight terrorism. The White House says Obama will speak on the steps the government is taking to carry out its highest priority, keeping Americans safe. The president will also update the country on the investigation into Wednesday's massacre in California, carried out by two apparent followers of Islamic State. U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a gathering of local government workers Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that Americans will not be terrorized and will continue to act as a free society. However, he also called for tighter restrictions on guns and closing the so-called gun show loophole.
And so I'm calling on Congress to close this loophole now. We may not be able to prevent every tragedy, but at a bare minimum, we shouldn't be making it so easy for potential terrorists or criminals to get their hands on a gun that they could use against Americans.
On Thursday, the U.S. Senate rejected an amendment that would have worked toward blocking suspected or known terrorists from being able to buy guns. Chadian officials say at least 27 people were killed Saturday when three suicide bombers attacked a market. The attack took place on an island along Lake Chad's western coast. The attackers were not identified, but authorities noted that the militant Islamist group Boko Haram has carried out recent bomb attacks in that area. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message Saturday, which it said was from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, in the message, Mansour refuted claims that he had been killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, one of the two languages spoken in Afghanistan, he repeatedly asserted that reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. Mansour said no such incident ever took place and he is safe and healthy. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression there are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. The Afghan government announced Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Some officials in Kabul claimed later that the Taliban chief had died of the injuries he suffered in Kuchlak, a small town near the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the next round of talks on Syria's political future will be in New York later this month. Speaking at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, Kerry said the goal is to facilitate a transition that all parties have said they support.
A Syria which will choose its own leadership in the future by an election that they have all agreed will be supervised by the United Nations under the highest standards of international law and of elections with fair, full transparency and accountability in order for even the diaspora to be able to vote for future leadership.
Kerry said resolving political concerns related to the Syrian conflict will help facilitate the fight against Islamic State, which controls large areas of territory in Syria and Iraq. Yemeni officials said an explosion Sunday killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden city. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Aden has been a key battleground in Yemen, where Houthi rebels took control of the capital city, Sana'a, last year, before sweeping into Aden and forcing President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi, that is, to flee to Saudi Arabia. Pro-Hadi forces, backed by Saudi-led airstrikes, later pushed the Houthis out of Aden. Hadi returned to the city last month. And Venezuela's opposition coalition is hoping to win legislative power at the polls in an election Sunday in the bloc's attempt to take control of the National Assembly. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.